In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want you to know that God is with you today, that Jesus loves you today, that he shed his blood for you today. Oh yes, we are the people of God, ransomed by the blood of Jesus. You are loved. I'm looking at Isaiah 43. The scripture says, "But now," not tomorrow, "but now, says the Lord, he who created you," he created you in your mother's womb. You are not a mistake. He created you in your mother's womb. You are not a mistake. He who formed you, O Israel, he not only created you, but he formed you. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. Do not fear, for I have bought you back with the blood of Jesus Christ. I have called you by name. He doesn't call us by our social security number. He calls us by name. When he speaks to me and says my name, he says, "Tommy." Oh yes, he calls us by name. You are mine. You belong to him. You belong to him. You belong to the Father. You belong to Jesus. When you pass through the waters, and you will pass through the waters, the Lord says, "I will be with you." When you go through hard times, the Lord says, "I will be with you." And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Oh, the difficult times that you go through will not overwhelm you. Why? When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Why? For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Oh, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our everything. His name is Jesus. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight. Do you know that today? You're not only loved by God, but you are precious in the sight of God. Why? Because Jesus shed his blood for you. You are precious in the sight of God. Say that. I am precious in the sight of God. Say it. I am precious in the sight of God, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. What more can he say? I love you. Oh, I love you with an everlasting love. You are mine. I shall never forget you. I shall never reject you. You are mine, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. Don't be afraid today. Don't be afraid today, because the Lord Jesus is with you. But he's not only with you if you're a Christian, he's in you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, "Give them up," and to the south, "Do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth." Everyone who is called by my name, you're called by his name, Christian, by the name of Jesus Christ, whom I created for my glory. You have been created to give God glory and to be glorious in the sight of God, whom I formed and made. Again, you are not a mistake. He formed you and made you in your mother's womb, and he called you from your mother's womb to bring the gospel to people. Oh, yes. Bring forth this people who are blind, yet they have eyes. Are you blind to the love of God? He loves you. What more could he say? But I gave my own son for you, who are deaf, yet have ears. Are you deaf today to the love of God? You have ears. What about your inward ear that he loves you? He called you precious. Let all the nations gather together, and let the peoples assemble. Who among you declared this, and foretold to us the former things? Let them bring their witness to justify them. Oh, we need to be witnesses of the gospel. Let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, says the Lord. Do you witness for the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, please, there are so many people that are lost. Witness and pray with people. Yes, that's what God wants you to do. Witness. We overcome the devil by our witness and by the blood of Jesus. And my servant whom I have chosen, you are the servant of God. I am the servant of God. And he has chosen me. He has chosen you so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. That's real. Jesus came as Savior to save us from our sins, and he came to save us for heaven. Save us for heaven. Are you saved today? Were you baptized, and do you have faith? Faith in baptism saves us. Oh, yes, we see that in Peter, 1 Peter says, baptism saves you. People don't want to look at that scripture. But it's not only baptism, it's faith in baptism. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, says the Lord. Again, you are the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you witness to him? The best way that you can. You witness what he's done for you and what he is doing for you and what he will do for you. I am God, and also henceforth I am he. There is no one who can deliver from my hand. You have been graven in the palms of Jesus' hands with the nails that he endured for you and for me. I work and no one can hinder it. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer. You were bought back. That's what it means, Redeemer. The Holy One of Israel. For your sake I will send to Babylon, and I will break down the bars of Babylon. That's where the people of Israel went because of their sin. And the shouting of the Chaldeans will be turned into lamentation. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel. He's not only created Israel, he created you. Your King, oh, he is King. Who is your King? I only have one King. His name is Jesus. And you know, I've been listening to a song that says we throw our crowns down. I tell the Lord, I have no crowns to throw down. I give you my neediness, my brokenness, and my ability and my lack of ability. I give you everything that I am and have. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea. That's the sea, the Red Sea. A path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariots and horses, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. The great creed of Israel was, I led you through the sea and out of Egypt. Now he says, don't remember the former things. Don't remember the sea that you went through. Why? Don't consider the things of old. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive this? Oh, yes. This new thing is Jesus. He sends Jesus to the earth in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, brought forth in Bethlehem, who ministered to the people of God, who brought healing and deliverance to people, who died on the cross out of love for you and me, and who was buried and who rose from the dead. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, and jackals and ostriches I will give water in the wilderness. Do you know that today? Water is life. He says, I will give life where there is no life. Do you know that today? A young woman came to me last week. I don't know why she came. She had something on her mind. And we prayed the sinner's prayer. And she said to me, I'm changed. God changed me. Jesus changed me. She experienced the Holy Spirit. She came to church on Sunday. I'm a changed person. All because of Jesus. Now, as an elder myself and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, that's 1 Peter 5, as well as one who shares in the glory to be revealed, I exhort the well elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge. How do we tend the flock of God? By giving them the Word of God, and by giving them the Eucharist, and by giving them the sacraments, and by listening to them. Exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it. Willingly be the elder of the sheep. Willingly lay down your life for God's people. Not for sordid gain, not for money, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. Oh yes, ministers and priests need to be examples to the flock. We know there's been so much trouble in the church, but you see, my faith is in Jesus Christ. He said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And when the chief shepherd appears, that's his name, Jesus. When the chief shepherd appears, you will gain a crown of glory that never fades away. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders, and all of you must clothe yourself with humility. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus of the Holy Face, who was so humble, who loved God with her whole heart. She realized that she wanted to be a martyr and a missionary, but you want to know what? In Carmel, she was the martyr and the missionary. She said, everything I do, I will do for love. If I pick up a pin, I will pick up the pin for love, for the love of Jesus. Everything I do is for love. And all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. Yes, we do not act as if we're greater than our people. We are there to feed them. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. How can we be anything else but humble if we know who we are? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares and your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. I'm going to say that one again. Cast all your cares and anxieties on him, for he cares for you. You do not need to carry your cares. You do not need to carry your anxieties. He says, cast them on the Lord, because he cares for you. He loves you. You are precious in his sight. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert like a roaring lion. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. Yes, the devil is around, but he is a defeated enemy. We defeat him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. Resist him steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering, especially persecution. Resist the devil in your faith. Resist him. Give your life to Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I want to share my testimony to people, because I overcome the devil by the word of my testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. And after you have suffered for a little while, The God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore. He will restore you. Support. He will support you. Strengthen you. Establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. To whom? To Jesus Christ. Through Silvanus, whom I consider a faithful brother, I have written this short letter to encourage you. First Peter has been written to encourage you. You are his. You are not a mistake. He loves you. No one can snatch you out of his hand. He has plans for you, greater plans than he ever had. He is your Lord and your Savior, no one else. I have written this short letter to encourage you and to testify that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. Your sister, one second, turn the page. Your sister church in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you greetings. And so does my son Mark. Greet one another with the kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. It is God's will that you receive the peace of God. Why? Because you are in Christ. I am the vine, Jesus says. You are the branches. You get the same Holy Spirit that flows through the vine, flows through the branches. You belong to him. You belong to Jesus. Don't think that you don't belong. You belong to Jesus. He says, without me, you can do nothing. That's for sure. We need to be humble again, like Therese. We need to be humble today and do everything out of love for God. To those who have received a faith as precious as ours, through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, our faith comes through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. May grace and peace be yours in abundance. Oh, yes, this is the will of God, to give you grace and peace in abundance in the knowledge of our God and of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, do you have grace and peace today? He wants you to know that he is in charge. He said, if you go through the waters, I'm going to be with you. With the rivers, they're not going to overwhelm you. Through the fires, they're not going to scorch you. Oh, yes, his name is Jesus. His divine power has given us everything needed for life and goodness. Everything needed for life and goodness has been given to us through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Oh, yes. Thus he has given us, through these things, his precious and very great promises, so that through the promises you may escape from the corruption of this world because of the lust and may become participants of the divine nature. You are a participant of the divine nature. The divine nature dwells in you by grace. By grace, for this very reason, you must make every effort to support your faith with goodness, your goodness with knowledge. Yes, you have knowledge of him. Your knowledge with self-control. Yes, self-control. Your self-control with endurance. Your endurance with godliness, and your godliness with mutual affection. And mutual affection with love. Oh, yes, you are called to love. You are called to be loved, just like Therese in the Carmel. But we are called to be loved in this world. We are called to be loved in this world. For if these things are yours and are increasing among you, they keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you have endurance? Are you humble? Do you know you're in absolute need of God? Do you know that God considers you to be precious in his sight? Do you know that he calls you by name? Do you know that he does not leave you or forsake you? Do you know that he has plans for you even greater than before? I'm doing a new thing, he says. For anyone who lacks these things is nearsighted and blind. Are you nearsighted and blind? and is forgetful of the cleansing past of sins through the blood of Jesus. Therefore, brothers and sisters, be the more eager to confirm your call and election, for if you do this, you will never stumble. For in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be richly provided for you. Therefore, I intend to keep on reminding you of these things. We need to be reminded of these things. Why? Because we forget. Because there's a roaring lion seeking someone to devour us. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. That's the devil. Though you know them already and are established in the truth that has come to you, I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to refresh your memory, since I know that by my death it will soon come, as indeed your Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. Peter realizes that very soon he's going to die. And where does he die? Quo Vadis, where do you want me to go? To Rome. To Rome. He will die in Rome, and he will be crucified upside down, because he said, don't crucify me like my master. I am not worthy. Crucify me upside down. And I will make every effort so that after my departure, that's when he goes to heaven, you may be able at any time to recall these things that I have said to you. Recall these things, that you are a partaker of the divine nature by grace. For we did not follow our cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we had been witnesses, eyewitnesses of his majesty, where? On the Mount of Transfiguration. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, this is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountains. That's the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus was transfigured before them. Who appeared to them? Moses and Elijah. Moses representing the law, Elijah representing the prophets. Oh yes, Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. So we have this prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as a lamp shining in the dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by the human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Oh yes, how we need people to be prophetic. I say if the church is not prophetic, it's pathetic. We are called to be missionary in the church. It's not good enough to be in Boston. I have a priest called me just the other day from Las Vegas, and he says, I listen to your talks on the internet. They bless me. I said, thank you, Father, for telling me. I said to the priest, pray for me. He says, you pray for me. So we prayed for each other. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. People in Las Vegas hear me on the internet, inseason.net, www.inseason.net. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, she said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Oh, how the elders of the church need to preach the word of God. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from people so we can pay our bills. You can go to inseason.net and you can leave a donation on PayPal. I'm most grateful. Or you might write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128, especially people who have been blessed and never wrote. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he let his face shine upon you. May he look upon you now and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.